Nolte, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez melts down over criticism of fake accent. By John Nolte on April 6, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, responded to criticism for her patronizing use of a fake accent in front of a black audience in the usual manner, crybabying. The not terribly bright socialist was caught on video Friday patronizing the mostly black audience with a fake Southern drawl at Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network conference. The humiliating video quickly made the rounds on social media, earning the criticism and ridicule it deserved. The video is as shocking as it is excruciating. All of a sudden, the Westchester socialist, who is famous for her Jerry the Mouse voice, starts talking like a black preacher. This is what organizing looks like. This is what building power looks like, Ocasio-Crazy said with her affected cadence. This is what changing the country looks like. It's when we choose to show up and occupy the room and talk about the things that matter most, talking about our future. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy, she continued. There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat. There is nothing wrong with driving the buses that take your family to work. The moment is reminiscent of two-time presidential loser Hillary Hot Sauce Clinton's similar attempt to condescend to a predominantly black audience with her Ain't No Ways Tired remarks in 2007. And let's not forget then Vice President Joe the Hair Sniffer Biden warning a black audience that Mitt Romney's going to put y'all back in chains. Ain't. Y'all. More like. Phony. Freak. Anyway, using the Twitters, Ocasio-Cowfart basically melted down over the ridicule, using the absurd argument that this is how Alex from the Block does her thing. And if you were from the Block, you'd know that's how a thing is done. And y'all need to forget Miss Thang grew up in, ahem, Westchester. Folks talking about my voice can step right off, she tweeted. Women's March and Kavanaugh speech, same. Any kid who grew up in a distinct linguistic culture and had to learn to navigate class and virus at school/work knows what's up. My Spanish is the same way. What a load of crap. What's more, she's lying. As Ryan Saavedra at The Daily Wire discovered, her claim that this is not the first time she's used a distinct dialect, that she did the same during her Women's March and Kavanaugh speech, simply isn't true. Below is video footage of those two speeches, and all you hear is Jerry the Mouse. In a second tweet, she lied again. As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home, she tweeted. Except she's not from the Bronx. She's from Westchester. It is so hurtful to see how every aspect of my life is weaponized against me, yet somehow asserted as false at the same time. She added, as though it wasn't hurtful for us to have to watch her patronize a mostly black audience as though they were babies who require baby talk. Man, she's awful. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.